Our next speaker is Steve Selznow. Steve is currently the president and CEO of the Arizona Community Foundation and has spent decades in public school education. Steve, go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let me pick up where Aaron left off. And let me start with a central premise that he raised that I'm sure many of you have heard and many of you may have even spoken yourselves. Bad teachers can't be fired because of the powerful unions who protect them. I'm going to argue today that that's an orthodoxy that we must challenge if we have any hope of reforming public education in America. So why focus on bad teachers? Bad teachers have a devastating and sustained negative impact on students and their achievement, and it's especially worse, as Aaron mentioned, with students of color and children who come from low-income families. And what do we know about this? It takes up to 3 consecutive years of a good teacher to mitigate the damage of 1 year with a bad teacher. Let me repeat that. Up to 3 consecutive years of a good teacher to mitigate the damage of 1 year with a bad teacher. And this very problem undermines many of the interventions we've seen to reform schools. And Aaron mentioned class size, and I'm going to mention it too. So let's look at class size. It's a common intervention, and he was absolutely right about where class size makes the most difference. And everyone would agree just generally that small classes are better than large classes. But when you have bad teachers scattered across your schools, it really doesn't matter. Why? Because a bad teacher is just as bad with 15 students as they are with 30. And the intensity of that badness affects those 15 students maybe worse than the 30. And a good teacher with 30 is always better than a bad teacher with 15. So given these kind of basic elemental factors, you would think reform efforts would directly address this vast problem across schools in America. But they generally tend to address the edges of the problem, not what I'd argue are the 2 key inflection points, the collective bargaining agreement and the role good teachers can play in solving this problem. If the collective bargaining agreements and our orthodoxies about teacher professionalism don't change, I can tell you, over years of investing in change in schools, very little else will change. So I'd ask you to accept 5 different assumptions to guide the change we need. Number 1, teacher unions are not evil. 2, good teachers want to rid their schools of bad teachers as much as management. CBAs are not immutable. 2 parties are equally responsible for the collective bargaining agreement, management and the union. And management rights and teacher professionalism have equal importance and value. Now here's a case to prove my point. A large district with 12,000 teachers and 200 schools was removing 8 to 11 teachers per year for cause for decades. That's infinitesimal. That is far less even than the number that Aaron mentioned. And instead of removing those bad teachers, they were passed around the 200 schools every year, wreaking havoc on students wherever they were assigned. Now, there are aphorisms in the field for this practice, and you'll hear it in every state in the union. The annual dance of the lemons or the annual passing of the trash. Management of the district in this case and leadership of the union decided they wanted to end this madness and adopted the 5 principles I just shared. So what did they do? First, they committed to fundamentally rethink and rewrite the CBA. They flipped their orthodoxy on who could formally evaluate a teacher. And they gave, through the CBA, good teachers, best-in-class teachers, the formal authority to evaluate and make dismissal recommendations. After all, principals weren't doing the job. The union agreed not to arbitrate dismissal cases if teachers recommended dismissals. And the union and management together identified the teachers who would be doing those evaluations. Indeed, the union wouldn't arbitrate against their own dismissal recommendations. Teachers won the professional status they long sought through the formal authority to evaluate, to be a professional peer. The district reduced costly arbitrations, which they generally lost, and this ended the devastation of the Dance of the Lemons. What are the numbers? First year, from 8 teachers dismissed for cause to 50. Second year, 50 to 125. Third year, 125 to 250. The fourth year, 250 to over 300. That's still 0.025% of the workforce. If you expect to reform education, I'd say do two things. Challenge your orthodoxies and assumptions about teachers and their unions, and focus on the collective bargaining agreement.
Steve, thank you very much.